Then Turin laughed grimly. You will get no ransom from me, an outcast and an outlaw. You may search me when I am dead, but it may cost you dearly to prove my words true. Many of you are likely to die first. Nonetheless, his death seemed near, for many arrows were notched to the string, waiting for the word of the captain. And though Turin wore elven mail under his great tunic and cloak, some would find a deadly mark. None of his enemies stood within reach of a leap with drawn sword. But suddenly Turin stooped, for he had espied some stones at the stream's edge before his feet. At that moment, an outlaw, angered by his proud words, let fly a shaft aimed at his face, but it passed over him, and he sprang up again like a bowstring released, and cast a stone at the bowman with great force and true aim, and he fell to the ground with broken skull. I might be of more service to you alive in the place of that luckless man, said Turin, and turning to Forwake, he said, if you are the captain here, you should not allow your men to shoot without command. I do not, said Forwake, but he has been rebuked swiftly enough. I will take you in his stead, if you will heed my words better. I will, said Turin, as long as you are captain, and in all that belongs to a captain. But the choice of a new man to a fellowship is not his alone, I judge. All voices should be heard. Are there any here who do not welcome me? Then two of the outlaws cried out against him. One was a friend of the fallen man. Ulrad was his name. A strange way to gain entry to a fellowship, he said. The slaying of one of our best men. Not unchallenged, said Turin. But come then, I will endure you both together, with weapons or with strength alone. Then you shall see if I am fit to replace one of your best men. But if there are bows in this test, I must have one too. Then he strode towards them, but Ulrad gave back and would not fight. The other threw down his bow and walked up to meet Turin. This man was Androg of Dorlomin. He stood before Turin and looked him up and down. Nay, he said at length, shaking his head, I am not a chicken heart, as men know, but I am not your match. There is none here, I think. You may join us for my part, but there is a strange light in your eyes. You are a dangerous man. What is your name? Nathan the Wronged, I call myself, said Turin. And Nathan he was afterwards called by the outlaws. But though he claimed to have suffered injustice, and to any who claimed the like, he ever lent too ready an ear, no more would he reveal concerning his life or his home. Yet they saw that he had fallen from high state, and that though he had nothing but his arms, those were made by elven smiths. He soon won their praise, for he was strong and valiant, and had more skill in the woods than they. And they trusted him, for he was not greedy, and took little thought for himself. But they feared him, because of his sudden angers, which they seldom understood.